First off, I just want to say what a blessing it's been these past 5 days to worship together 4 times. I'm grateful for it. For our worship on the last Sunday of Advent, this past Sunday, for our time Sunday night singing carols with one another to our Lord, to our time last night with all its beauty and power, this morning, which is so much simpler and joyful in its own particular way. I'm really grateful for this week and for your presence at all of or many of these services with me. What a blessing it's been. Just a few brief comments today on the Word of God as we contemplate again the incarnation of our Lord. Our gospel reading this morning from Matthew chapter 1. Matthew tells us that in fulfillment of the words of Isaiah, Jesus would be given, the Son would be given the name Emmanuel, God with us. God with us, that in part is the meaning of the incarnation. And what a blessing it is. The Word became flesh, entered into our life, entered into the suffering that we know, did not take on a body that was incorruptible or not liable to death or to suffering or pain, but God with us in our flesh, tempted as we are, as the writer to Hebrews says, in every way yet without sin, knowing what it is like to suffer the things we suffer, cold, heat, hunger, need, want, grief over the suffering of others, death, shame over estrangement, betrayal, the hatred of the world, all these things our Lord knows intimately, personally, because He is God with us. And yet it's important to say that simply for Him to be God with us is not sufficient in and of itself. We need more than just God with us. We need more than just a God who empathizes with our pain and our plight and our situation. We need a God who will do something about the things that He is with us in. And that's significant to say because sometimes, especially in our broader culture, the emphasis is purely and solely on God being with us. But we need more, friends, than merely God's presence with us. And the angel Gabriel has something to tell us about that because he instructed Joseph, the boy's father, to give him the name Jesus, Yeshua in the Hebrew, the name of the man who entered the promised land and conquered and led God's people to victory. You shall name him Yeshua, the angel says. Jesus, Joshua, for he will save his people from their sins. The meaning of the name Jesus or Joshua in the Old Testament is simply Yahweh saves. Yahweh saves. That is the name given to the Son who was born, in whom the fullness of deity dwells. The one who would go to the cross and die for our sin and rise for our salvation. Who would ascend to heaven in triumph. Yahweh saves. That is his name. Because the Word did not become flesh only to be God with us, but to be the God who is with us to save us. And to save us particularly from our sin. He is Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And indeed, he has saved us and is saving us and will on the last day bring that salvation to its fulfillment. I say on the last day because obviously we still live with the effect of our sin and the sin of others. We still experience death and suffering, even though God is with us, even though Jesus is the one who saves his people from their sin The story that began 2,000 years ago is still ongoing. It has not yet been brought to completion. But this pattern gives explanation for your life, friends. All that you suffer, all that is hard and wicked and evil, all that is painful, all the death, all the grief, all of it has its root in a particular source. It has an explanation in the fall of humanity in Genesis 3, in the sin of the human race and their rebellion against God. But that's not the end of the story. Because we have Matthew 1, because we have Hebrews 1, because we have John 1, because we have Colossians 1, because we have the incarnate Word who is God with us to save us from our sin. And so all in your life that is good, all the ways that you are in fact being healed even now, all the ways that you have hope, not merely for today, but for the future and for the renewal and resurrection of all things, including your own flesh, all of that has a source and an explanation as well. And it is in these words: the Word became flesh. The Virgin conceived by the Spirit and bore a son. And his name was called Jesus, for he would save his people from their sin. The incarnation is not merely the necessary thing that had to take place in order for Jesus to save us. The incarnation is God's pledge that he will renew all of his creation. He has established a beachhead in Jesus, in his incarnation, in his resurrection, in his being fully healed now today from death and pain and suffering. It's a foretaste of what he gives to us, even today in part by his Spirit, and in fullness will give us on the last day in every way. Remember, friends, the words of our Lord: those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Jesus is the Word. He is your healer. He is with you now, but not merely with you. He is with you to save. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham, flesh and blood, weak and needy, sick and dying. He comes to us and brings salvation. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for the life that he brings. Grant us this day, Father, the joy of our salvation through the incarnate Word, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.